Let's take a look at the simplest of programs and see. I've already opened gedit and saved my file as hello0.c. Let's now recreate it. Include standardio.h, int main, void, open curly brace, and in advance, close curly brace, then an indentation, printf, quote unquote, hello, comma, world, backslash n, close parenthesis, semicolon. All right, so what are the salient characteristics of this particular program? Well, let's start with line one. In line one, we have a sharp include statement followed by standardio.h. Well, sharp include simply tells the compiler, go include the contents of the following file right there in my own file. What file is that? Well, it's a file called standardio.h. And inside of that file are so-called declarations of functions that we might find of interest. In this case, printf happens to be the function that is declared in that separate file. Now, on line three, we have some additional new syntax, int main void. Well, int refers to the so-called return type of main, what value it returns. For the most part, we can turn a blind eye to this for now, but take on faith that main is by default and implicitly going to return, so to speak, a value of zero. But more on that another time. Meanwhile, the name of this function is indeed main, and that's the default name for any program written in C. And then finally, inside of the parentheses here, we have void, which simply says that this program takes no command line arguments. But let's take a closer look at those another day as well. Finally, the most interesting line, of course, is line five. And that's where we define the essence of this program, which is to print to the screen, that is display, hello world. Printf is a function, and again, that function is declared in that other file called standardio.h that someone else implemented long ago. And printf appears to take one argument, so to speak, because there is a quoted string, a sequence of characters, in between that pair of parentheses, that implies that printf indeed does take one argument, and that argument is going to influence its behavior. In this case, it's going to instruct printf exactly what to print on the screen. The semicolon, meanwhile, at the end of this line simply says, that's it for this statement, I'm all done. The fact that on line six we have the closing curly brace means indeed this program is complete, and there we have it, hello world.